This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Donald Trump has been sworn in as the 47th President of the United States, taking the oath of office for his second term. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. last night. Cannons were fired in salute as Hail to the Chief played. J.D. Vance took the oath as Vice President, administered by Justice Brett Kavanaugh. In his inaugural address, President Trump declared a national energy emergency to help lower prices, a key campaign promise. The new president also pledged to direct his cabinet to use their vast powers to reduce the cost of goods. He vowed to put America first as he marked the beginning of a new chapter for the country, declaring that the golden age of America begins right now under his leadership.
We will stand bravely, we will live proudly, we will dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
Vowing to immediately overhaul the trade system to protect American workers and families, the president also stated that they will tariff and tax foreign countries to enrich their citizens. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar represented India at the event, which was attended by several foreign leaders and notable business leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated President Donald Trump for taking over as the 47th President of the United States of America. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that he is looking forward to working closely together once again to benefit both countries and to shape a better future for the world. Republic Day Parade 2025 is set to showcase India's cultural diversity and military prowess with a special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution of Jan Bhagidari. This year, Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the parade. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh announced that a 160-member marching contingent and a 190-member band contingent from Indonesia will participate in the parade at Kartavya Path alongside contingents from the Indian Armed Forces. He added that 31 tableaux from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments will also take part, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat, Virasat aur Vikas. The ministry further noted that two tableaux during the parade will commemorate 75 years of the Constitution. Around 10,000 special guests from 34 categories have been invited to honour their contributions to nation and society building. Union Ministry of Tribal Affairs will organise the National Conference of DMs on PM Janman at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Tribal Affairs Minister Jual Oram and Minister of State for Tribal Affairs Durga Das Uike will also attend the conference. The focus of the conference will be on six core areas under the Abhiyan, including rural development, awas and roads, hostels, schools, drinking water, operationalization of Anganwadis, and the operationalization of multipurpose centers. A total of 699 candidates have been left in the fray for 70 seats after withdrawal of candidature for the Delhi Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last date to withdraw nominations. The highest number of 23 candidates are in New Delhi Assembly constituency, while the lowest number of 5 candidates are in Patel Nagar and Kasturba Nagar seats. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 487 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on 8th February. National Human Rights Commission has taken suo motu cognizance of the reported sexual abuse of a girl from the SC community and the arrest of 44 accused in the matter in Kerala. In a statement, the commission said if media reports are true, it raises a serious issue of human rights violation concerning the victim. Chief Economic Advisor Dr. V. Anantha Nageshwaran has stated that agriculture is the sector of the future. Speaking at the Exim Bank annual citation event in New Delhi, he emphasized the importance of reallocating land to sectors within agriculture that are performing well. In the Men's Hockey India League, HIL, JSW Surma Hockey Club defeated Strachi Rar Bengal Tigers 2-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela last evening. In the women's section, JSW Surma Hockey Club triumphed over Delhi SG Pipers 5-1 last evening at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda Hockey Stadium in Ranchi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.